the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here. Happy New Year to you and yours. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the good sir Nathaniel Lundy coming to us from Sin City right now in Las Vegas. And we're going to dive in on our favorite college football playoff pick or picks here, Lundy. So whether it's on the total, whether it's on the spread, where are you going to stack your chips since you're out there in Vegas and it's easily accessible to do so?
Well, easily accessible is exactly right. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with the under between Ohio State and Clemson. I think Clemson's defense is finally starting to be kind of healthy, looking like they belong out there. I'm going to take the under. As much as I would love to see some shootouts in both of these games, I'm going to take the under, but I do think Ohio State can get the cover. So I don't know that I'm going to put those two things together, but 7.5 feels like too much. I think Ohio State can keep it a little bit close. I'll take the under in the points, and I'll take Ohio State with the points going up against the fighting Trevor Lawrences.
Yeah, 66.5 is a hefty number on the total. Right now, only 31% of the public action siding with you. So you're fading Joe Public, which is normally a profitable angle to take. You know what I love to do, Lundy? I love the alt-line parlays. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sprinkle a little action on both these games, but I'm going to reduce the odds, the spread on the sides for both of these contests, slap it together, and get plus juice as a result of it. This one I did at DraftKings Sportsbook, of course. Alabama minus 14. Clemson minus 3, that's down from the Alabama minus 20 line, and Clemson, like you mentioned, at the 7.5. So at Alabama minus 14 and the Tigers minus 3, you put those two together, it's plus 133. I kind of like that. That's how I'm going to rock and roll here on this college football playoff extravaganza. And look, if you want to get in on any of that action, any of the college basketball, which we're going to get to in today's Fade 5, the NFL Week 17 on the horizon. Unless you're a Cleveland Browns player or fan, because who knows what's going to happen in Cleveland with all the positive COVID tests. Look, the holiday season may be winding down, but the sports calendar is still white hot. From collegiate to pro sports, there is nothing short of action, and there is no better place to get in all of that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried out DK Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? To celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users a chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the title at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you do is bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship, Clemson. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any semifinal team this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to, on this final day of 2020, today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, we got a lot of really interesting college basketball action here under the primetime lights. Some of these games actually tip it off much earlier in the day because of the upcoming holiday being tomorrow. And let the champagne flow. And I'm going to pop a cork right now, Lundy, for the Colorado Buffs. Go Buffs! Yeah, Buffs! Going to Southern California to face off against the Trojans and Andy Enfield's bunch there. The reason why I like Colorado getting the plus 1.5 here, Lundy, both these teams very evenly matched on paper. Each ranks inside the top 45 in offensive and defensive efficiency, but I think the second chance opportunities is where Colorado can get a distinct advantage in this game and generate a ton of offensive rebounds. And USC, number 253 in the country in defensive rebounding percentage. So Batty and Walton, they're in the interior. Those guys got to be busy around the bucket, getting those second chances and hopefully putting them back in and through the cylinder. Also, free throws and threes. You know, you look at CU this season, they're shooting over 38% from downtown, so they can really stretch out, create some space for the defenders with that swing around game, knocking down those perimeter shots, and also drawing contact and making opponents pay at the line. They are shooting a robust 85.4%. That's crazy. 85.4% at the charity stripe as a team. So if this gets, you know, hot and heavy down the stretch, it's nip and tuck, they draw some contact, that could prove to be the difference converting on those free opportunities. So give me Colorado plus the 1.5 against USC. Fade or follow.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me, Brad, because as much as I think this is going to be a fun matchup, I'm a little concerned. McKinley Wright hurt his ankle, didn't he, in the Monday night game? And I know he's not – I don't think he's 100 – I think he's going to play. I just am concerned he may not be 100%.
Tape that sucker up. Tape it up, baby.
Exactly. Get a little shot there on the sideline. Get back on the game. Rub some dirt on it. So this one makes me a little nervous just not knowing what to expect out of Wright. But if he's out there, I agree. I think Colorado can keep this close, and then their shooting should be able to get them up over the top on this road game. They're coming off of a bad loss on Monday against Arizona where McKinley Wright did roll that ankle. But I'll follow you. This is a tough one for me because I am a little bit concerned about Wright being a little banged up, but I'll follow and let's see if Go Buffs can take care of it in Southern California.
That's right. Trample the Trojans. See you.
Number four.
All right, let's move on. Let's stay in to the Pac-12. And this is one of those alt-line parlay specials that I love to do. This is one of two on this episode. If you want to get a little action, again, on the later night tip, slap these two together. It's plus 103. Arizona minus 4.5 going up to Seattle to face the woeful Washington Huskies. And Nevada on the money line road matchup. They go to the pit and square off against a pretty downtrodden New Mexico team. So why do I like Arizona? Offensive rebounding. Period, end of story, really. Arizona, number 14 in the country in that category, generating a second chance on 37.6% of their possessions. Washington, meanwhile, within that zone defense under Mike Hopkins, number 316 in defensive rebounding percentage. Huge advantage for the Wildcats there. They got zone busters as well on this team, shooting over 38% from beyond the arc. And you look at Washington offensively, it's puke-inducing. Outside the top 200 in the country in five different offensive categories. So I think Arizona will cover that alt line 4.5. And then why do I like Nevada on the money line? Well, the Lobos got a loose D. Number 318 in effective field goal percentage defense. And New Mexico, all they do is lay brick after brick after brick offensively. Number 323 in effective field goal percentage offense. And they only shoot, Lundy, 24.4%. along the perimeter. This game is going to be briskly paced. That's how Nevada and New Mexico like to play in that terms of style. But I think Nevada and Alford, Steve Alford and company, get the job done and win it straight up. So Arizona minus 4.5, put it together with Nevada winning straight up on the money line, plus 103. Fade or follow.
Fun alt lines on this one, Brad. Yes, Washington is putrid right now.
Terrible.
Not good at all. And you talked about the offensive woes that they've got, and then you parlay that with the alt line. But you talk about going to Nevada and New Mexico. The other interesting thing, Brad, look at the totals in these games. You can tell how different these two games are going to be.
Yeah.
Arizona-Washington with a total of $1.36. Nevada and New Mexico with a total of $1.47. So you can see the very different styles that are going to be played. So, yes, I like the alt lines on this. But be prepared if you're going to watch any of these for two very, very different games. But let's put them together, make it into a plus number, and cash a ticket.
Yeah, make me some cashola out west, Arizona and Nevada.
Number three.
All right, it's time for the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day, of course, presented by Monkey Knife Fight. Unfamiliar with MKF? Well, go there right now. Have an MKF in good time because it's a DFS game like unlike any other. It's over or under, more or less, player props for all of your favorite NFL players, NBA, even college as well. For NFL purposes or for NBA, which we're going to get to, you can basically get a little action on anything you want. Points, rebounds, assists, all of them together. PRAs, we love to call that. Fantasy points, they got it all. And go there right now, and as a new user, use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. We love the PRAs. You've been white hot in these. in the last several turns that we've had here on the program. De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings going up against the Houston Rockets. The points, rebounds, assists combined line, 33.5. I'm taking the over here, Lundy, and convincingly so. Houston, you talk about putrid, right? That we, as you described Washington a second ago. Well, you can apply that to Houston defensively. The Rockets, they're allergic to it. They are giving up 43.4% beyond the arc. That's number 29 in the NBA, and they are dead last in points per possession allowed at 1.147. You look at the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool for a dimer and for a scoring guard. This is the best possible matchup on the board. So for Fox, he's gone over this proposed total in two of his first four games. And I think he's going to sail past it. I mean, this could be like a 27-28 just points game. And then you throw in the rebounds, which will probably get, 3-5. You throw in the assists, a guy that's averaging right around 6.5 dimes per game. And I think he sails past his proposed total. So fade or follow, you're going to be cunning like a fox on the over 33.5 with a PRA.
What does the fox say? I'm in. I'll take this one. I think the key, though, Brad, is going to be the points side of it. You just said it. I mean, if he winds up around 19, 20 points, this is going to be a tough one for him to be able to hit. But if he can comfortably get over because of how bad the Rockets are playing defense right now, if he can get that point total to 25, 26, then he should be able to easily get you the rest of it because he's probably good for seven dimes. I agree with you. He's probably on the books for four or five boards to go along with that in a game that should be, with a total, up in the low 230s maybe. So with those kinds of things aligning, I like this PRA with De'Aaron Fox. Let's do it. Let's follow and take the monkey knife fight win at 33.5.
That's right, baby. Don't fade Fox.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the college hardwood and let's go back to the Big Ten. Had a fun little bit of action on that conference last night. If you follow me on Twitter, at Noisy Huevos, Indiana, we had to sweat bullets on that one in overtime against Penn State, but they scored on the money line, and I was able to parlay that with the under in the UConn game, so that was a nice little late-night cash. So let's go back to the Big Ten, and it is rough and rugged, and this is going to be one of those matchups. Minnesota, nationally ranked inside the top 25, going up against Wisconsin, coming off a loss at home against the visiting Maryland Terrapins. And I'm going to lay the chalk here and take Wisconsin -8.5. And you might say to yourself, wow, that's a really a lopsided line. Not at all, because I think the Badgers are simply the more superior club. Why? Well, Wisconsin's all about balance. Top 10 in the country in offensive and defensive efficiency. They are arc assassins as well, shooting 41.5% from beyond the arc with Trice and Potter, Davis and a company, man. They can really make it rain. And number three, I think they're going to be able to keep Minnesota off the line. Wisconsin is a fundamentally sound team defensively. They don't often foul, and that's where the Golden Gophers really make a lot of their hay and put a lot of numbers on the board. 26.9% of Minnesota's points this season have come on those freebies. So you pull it all together, I think Wisconsin wins by 10 to 12 points going away and washes away that bitter taste of earlier this week in losing to Maryland there inside the Kohl Center. So fade or follow, Greg Gard's Badgers -8.5 against Goldie.
Well, I can't wrap up 2020 with a complete follow, Brad. I mean, come on. No, I'm going to fade you on this one. I think Minnesota's going to keep this one close. I think the 8.5 is too many points for a Wisconsin team that's coming off the loss to Maryland. I think these two teams will play each other close. And I think because of that, unless, there's something crazy or a buzzer beater or a garbage time type thing, I actually think Wisconsin's going to keep this one close. So I'm going to fade you on this one. I think 8.5 is too much.
Well, Marcus Carr could certainly fill it up, and Lundy is revving that engine.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, my favorite alt-line parlay play of the day. Oh, how about those aforementioned Maryland Terrapins? They are hosting Michigan at home there in the Verizon Center in College Park. And I like Maryland +6. In this game, Michigan is extraordinarily talented. They got the transfer Chandi Brown from Wake Forest to go along with some, hotshot freshmen and some veterans there. Livers is really delivered across the board in terms of what he brings to the table offensively. But I think Maryland has got to keep this one close. This is a battle-tested team. I mentioned they just went in to Wisconsin and beat the Badgers there in Madison. And this is Michigan's first true road test of the season. Yeah, they beat Nebraska, but Nebraska's the dregs of the keg in the Big Ten on the road here recently. Michigan this season shooting over 57% inside the arc, but they have committed a ton of turnovers, those self-inflicted wounds. 22.2% of their possessions has resulted in a miscue so far in Big Ten action. I think Maryland can take advantage of that. I think this is going to come down the final possession. That's why on the alt line, I like the Terps plus the 6. And I'm going to match that together with UCLA minus 3 in their matchup against the visiting Utah Utes. It's plus 113 if you hit both of these. Why do I like UCLA? Well, they really attack offensively. 1.125 points per possession, number 13 in the country in offensive efficiency. I think they can command the post. Tiger Campbell, the penetration in the lane, maybe some of the kickout game there with Riley and with Jacquez. Both those guys, Riley and Jacquez, shooting well into the 50s in terms of the percentile range inside the arc. And the Utes, the only other road game they played this season was against BYU, and they got blasted by the Cougars, 82-64. UCLA, a far better club. So I think they're going to cover the 3 there on that alt line. And I think going with Maryland again at the plus 6 against Michigan, put it together, plus 113. Fade or follow?
My two favorite things as we've started off basketball season, both pro and college, a little college alt line and a little pro PRA. So yeah. I'm going to follow on this college one. And you actually, yeah, I feel good about the Maryland one, Brad, but I'll tell you what, you brought up the reason why I like the UCLA one. And that is that, I mean, when Utah went on the road, BYU just slapped them across the face.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think UCLA is a better team. And therefore, I like the idea of alt lining it, bringing it down just a couple of points instead of the 6.5 that it is on the full spread. So I like the idea of squeezing that one just a little bit, but I think this is another good alt line parlay that you can enjoy as you're getting ready for the college football semifinals tonight. So a chance to be able to get some college hoops and some college football and hopefully some college cash.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully it's going to rain $100 bills as the ball drops on 2020. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy at Nate Lundy on Twitter. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. Happy New Year, and until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.